Hey, welcome to James Crowley's Infinite Playlist, the podcast where I try to hear every song that has ever existed, a podcast on the Lughole Network, and you just get me this week. Last week was playing games, and this week I'm not playing games, it's just me talking about, I'm having fun, I don't know. Last week was me playing Cruel Tunes with Mason Ford, who created the game. That was really fun, really exciting, you know, that was such a cool opportunity, and I really had fun chatting with Mason and trying out the new game. And I do think that you should support them if that seems like a game that you'd be interested in. And I think that if you're listening to this podcast, of course that's a game that you'd be interested in. But yeah, guys, this week it's just me. Just me talking about what I've been listening to. Lots of new stuff, a lot of stuff that's like new to me, even though it's not necessarily new. Lots of recent releases. I've got a lot of shows coming up this month. I'm very excited. Tomorrow night, I'm recording this on Monday, September 6th. Tomorrow night, I'm going to see the Mountain Goats. So if you're listening to this on Wednesday, I saw the Mountain Goats last night. It's awesome. I'm super excited, super happy. But yeah, you know, and I have a lot of shows coming up. I'm sure that there will be songs from those and discussions and things like that in the coming solo episodes. I do have some more banked. I gotta figure out which episodes I want to release next. I'm sure I will decide that closer to the end of this week. But yeah, and I've been buying new records. I've been going through my dad's old records. I've been posting stuff like that. So, you know, there might be some classic rock picks. There might be some other things. I just bought You're Gonna Miss It All and Boxer by Modern Baseball and The National, respectively, on vinyl. And I listened to Boxer last night. I'm gonna finish listening to You're Gonna Miss It All tonight. I'm so excited. Lots of cool stuff coming around for me. But anyway, before we get into some of my picks for this week, follow me on all my social media. I'm James P. Crowley on Instagram and TikTok, James P. Crowley 68 on Twitter. You know, lots of, you know, that's where the content is. James Crowley's Infinite Playlist on Instagram. I post what records I'm listening to besides just episode promo. I end up getting very annoyed when podcasts have Instagram accounts and just they only post when there's a new episode. You know, they only do like little like, oh hey, you know, here's the new episode, and then it's like, oh hey, maybe a reminder that there's a new episode. Like, no, post more content. So like I'm trying to do more. I'm trying to do a lot. But yeah, so anyway, there is a lot of new stuff out this week that I want to get to. Lots of big albums, lots of big albums. If you listen to this podcast, you know that I'm curious about, you know that I'm like a fan of, you know, like the Drake album came out last week and I was not a fan. There was only like one song I liked about. Maybe I'll save that for a future episode. But right now we're gonna, I think that this song is a little bit older. I think that this song is from like 2018, but my first pick is 15 Hours by Timeshares. Myself. So we're starting off with something that's new to me. Timeshares, 15 Hours. I'm going to Fest this year. It's my first time ever going to Fest in Florida. I'm very excited, and I just downloaded the app, and I was just kind of clicking off things on the lineup, and I remember getting a press release about the new, Timeshares single. And I thought, oh, this is that's a cool name for a band. I don't know, timeshares, turnstile, things that kind of sound like that get me excited, and I don't totally know why, and it's really stupid. I don't know, band names are important, no matter what people say. You know, there's lots of bands with great names, lots of bands with terrible names, but, like, if you're, like, something, like, with a T at the beginning and, like, one word, I'll almost always try to check you out. So, like, timeshares, turnstile, I don't know. But so... I also like songs with numbers in the title for them, for some reason. So, you know, I see that this band Timeshares has a song called 15 Hours, and I decide to check it out, and I'm immediately hooked. It's, like, kind of a love song, kind of a breakup song. There's a lot of different emotions swirling around in it, and I love that. I love songs with lots of feeling, lots of different... you know, lots of different things going on, and it just, like, resonated with me. It very much struck a chord with me. So I was very, you know, this is the one that I kept coming back to when I was listening to this band. And, you know, I want to go see them at Fest. I'm gonna try to hear at least this song live, because it's such a powerful... moment. It has very catchy, very kind of funny, but not really. I think a line like she said, "I think I'm in love with you," and I said, "You ought to listen to this Henry Rollins interview." It resonates with me because that's kind of how I act. That's kind of how I talk. And there's lots of things that are kind of funny in this, but also very, you know, meaningful. And I've been the guy singing this song before, and I think that that's part of why it struck such a chord with me, because I, you know, it just hit me. It hit me so hard, and I was like, oh yeah, I've been the guy singing this song. And, you know, they're just, like, one of those bands that I was like, oh, this is cool. And it's, like, catchy indie rock. It's very poppy, very hooky, lots of things going on. But so I really liked it. But anyway, let's roll on in. It's funny. Full disclosure, I made a very big mistake, and this is my second take talking about this song. So I'm just trying to match it to the time frame of the next song that I'm supposed to talk about. But anyway, let's keep on rolling along into the next song that I wanted to talk about, which is Kyoto by Phoebe Bridgers, the Barty Strange remix. Wanted to go, but I didn't. You call me from a payphone. They still got payphones. They cost $1 a minute to tell me you're getting sober. And you wrote me a letter, but I don't have to read it. I don't know if I've talked about it on this podcast, but if you've been listening to this podcast for any length of time, you know that I'm a big Phoebe Bridgers fan. I've been a big Phoebe Bridgers fan for a while. I saw Phoebe Bridgers at the Music Hall of Williamsburg when she was touring behind Stranger in the Alps. I watched her open for The National at a show I got way too drunk at. I saw her on Boy Genius. I had tickets to see Better Oblivion Community Center, but then I couldn't go. You know, I love Phoebe. This is a Phoebe Bridgers stan podcast. But, you know, and I adore Punisher. If you go back and you listen to the Best of 2020 episode with Frankie Becerra, I talk about how this was, I believe, my number two album of the year. If I'm not thinking incorrectly, I'm going to, excuse me, double check that. But I believe that that's where it ranked on my top 20 or 30 or whatever records of 2020. I adored Punisher. It was like, if it wasn't number one, it was number two. Oh yeah, I do believe it was number two because number one was Spanish Love Songs. But if you talk to me about Punisher, the only song I really didn't love on it was Kyoto. That song just did not strike a chord with me, and it struck a chord with so many people. You know, it was on like Barack Obama's Songs of the Summer playlist. This song was massive, and rightfully so. I totally understand why people liked it, but it was not for me. It was just a little too crisp, clean, poppy, you know, whatever you want to say. But, you know, I was like, okay, and then Glitch Gum did a cover of it, and I was like, okay, that's cool. And then she did that Copycat Killer version, and I was like, okay, that's cool. This song's starting to resonate with me a little bit more. And then another artist that had another record that was one of my favorites of the year, Bartie Strange, comes along and says, I'm going to do a remix of it. And it's my favorite version of the song. I love Bartie Strange. Bartie Strange, I'm going to see towards the end of the month, and I'm very excited. I'd been sitting listening to this record, and, you know, it's so powerful the way that she decided to do, what's it called? The way she decided to put together Stranger in the Alps. It, like, just really, really, not Stranger in the Alps, Kyoto, just, like, the way that Bartiz flipped the switch on it is so incredible. It's really almost more like a cover. I don't know if her original vocals are in there, to be totally honest with you, but it's so exciting, and I really enjoyed it. But anyway, let's keep rolling along into my next pick, which was Garamond by Arm's Length.
Sought out to make it routine. I thought meanness numbs me, toughening up since the back of your corduroys. I'm withdrawn from the ways that you are, stuck in a dream state of the art. I went with my gut and I threw it all up into your thumbs, into my pressure points. You're always me, guide the light on. I'm way back before it gets bright. And if that's what you want, why do you look like that? I look bent over backwards to keep what you got here intact. Who will die in my lifetime?
Arm's Length. I don't know if I've talked about this band on this podcast before. Watch me go back, and I've not only talked about this band, but this song. But no, someone said, I'd been hearing a bit of buzz about this band. I'd been seeing them on Twitter and Instagram, and I'd been seeing people talk about them, and I was like, okay, you know, that's kind of cool, but, like, I didn't think to check them out, because, you know, I'm a dumb idiot. And then someone reached out to me. I think, if I'm remembering correctly, it was someone from the Birds Aren't Real movement. I can't totally remember. I think it was Nick. I hope that I got that right. I'm actually just going to check on my Instagram just to make sure. But I believe it was Nick from Birds Aren't Real Missouri. If it is, shout out Nick. He changed his Instagram handle. Nick from Birds Aren't Real. I'm not sure which branch he's technically affiliated with, but he sent me a message, and he was like, hey, you should check out this band, and I thought, oh, yeah, cool, will do, and he said to me, he was like, they're kind of like the Hotelier, and this EP is a little bit like Home, like No Place Is There, but a little bit better. And I was like, oh shit, you know, because that's a high compliment. You know, the Home, like No Place Is There is a once in a generation type album. You know, not very often do you get a great critically acclaimed record like that. So I checked it out and I thought, this record is amazing. It's very cool. I hope Arm's Length gets, put on tours and things and comes out to, like, with, like, bigger bands so that they could get in front of a bigger audience, because this EP is so great. It's very pop-punky, but it's also very emotional and very thoughtful. And there's a lot of things that are on this you know, record that there are a lot of songs on this record that stick out, you know, the whole EP, it's six songs and they're all really fucking good. But I don't know, lately this one has just been sticking with me. It's very thoughtful. It's very emotional. You know, it's got like, you know, I just pulled up the lyrics and, you know, it's like, you're always leaving the light on. I'm leaving before it gets bad. And if that's what you want, why do you look like that? I will bend over backwards to keep what you've got here intact. Is such a like wordy chorus, and it flows so nicely, and it's just delivered so melodically. There's some stuff on here that is kind of like that throat shreddy hotelier type like emo, but then there's also stuff that's a little bit more pop punk and stuff that, you know, kind of hits those beats a little bit better. And overall, it's just a really, really great little EP, and I can't wait to hear more from this band. Such a good record. But anyway, let's keep on rolling along into my next pick, which is Late Night Crawler by Indigo D'Souza.
Better than your very best. Something smaller than the looks can't argue with the rest. Maybe I'm the one you've been missing. Don't look to me.
So I'd heard a little bit about this artist, I'd heard a little bit about this record, and didn't really think much of it, but then I saw last week it got Best New Music on Pitchfork, and it had a colorful album cover, and I thought, ah, what the hell, I'll check it out, and I was really very impressed. I really enjoyed this EP, or record, album, you know what I mean, it's a full length, and, you know, it's just very cool and thoughtful indie rock. You know, it's not something that I think I would have sought out on my own, but sometimes seeing critical acclaim, praise, helps. And so I listened to it like two or three times on Friday, and I thought, oh wow, this is super cool, this is really nice. You know, I listened to the Drake album, and then I was like, oh, gotta check this out, and this was the better album. It kind of reminds me a little bit of Mitski. Like those early Mitski records, not even early, the mid-Mitski records at this point, because they're all so freaking different. But, you know, just really cool and, like, indie rock that makes me just want to sit and listen and, you know, on a chilled-out summer night. I don't know, that's really all I got on this one. I really enjoy it. We're going to roll on into something that's much less chill, a song called Therapy by a band called Cold Rex. I'm not going to therapy.
Heart. I was fucking up everything.
enjoyed this band. This was my first time listening to them. They've been around for years. They have lots of music. This actually wasn't my first time. My first time listening to this band is they appeared on a Menzinger's Covers compilation, and I really enjoyed that also. I forget which song they did off the top of my head. I think it was something like Tasker Morris Station. It was like a cool Menzo's cut. It was a, you know, actually, I could just look that up right now. But so, you know, I saw this band is playing at Fest. This is another one, like, this is an older song, band is playing at Fest, so I was like, oh, I should totally 100% check these guys out, because I also believe that they're doing a Gaslight Anthem cover set, which Gaslight Anthem, one of my favorite bands. I was, of course, very excited to give a listen. These guys did, yeah, they did Tasker Morris Station. God, I am good. But yeah, so they're doing a Gaslight Anthem cover set, and I was like, oh, you know, cool. Cold Rex is a cool name. You know, they're doing a Gaslight cover set. Let me check out some of their originals, too. And I was like, oh, this is sick. And they kind of remind me a little bit of the Scandals, who I saw open for Gaslight the first time I ever saw them. And I thought, oh, yeah, this is super cool. And I love songs that are catchy. I love songs that have repeating, you know, motifs. I love the idea of when I am 29, I'll start going to therapy. I like, you know, when I was 24, I was fucking up everything. Hold on, I'm pulling up the lyrics now. and it's just kind of funny, kind of silly, but very, like, you know, fun and, you know, nostalgic. And it makes me want to, like, you know, I don't know. There's sad lyrics, but it's not something that, you know, you want to, it's not the type of sad that you get destroyed by. It's the type of sad that you have friends around with you, if that makes sense. So that's like, you know, the when I'm 29, I'll start going to therapy, I'll make time then, no more excuses. Like, you know, that's a very, you know, hard and heavy line when you think about it, but the way that it's delivered, it's like, you know, yeah, in 2 years I'll start going to therapy. For now, we're just going to hang out, we're going to drink beers, and we're going to party. And that's, like, it. And that's kind of all you need. But anyway, we're going to roll on into something a little bit more controversial. My next pick is Jesus Lord by Kanye West.
Tell me if you know someone that needs through a lot of things. Tell me if you know someone that needs Jesus. Been us in a lot of things. Tell me if you know someone that needs Jesus. Been through a lot of things. Tell me if you know someone that needs Jesus. Sitting by myself, I'm just thinking about all I've been through. I wish I was dreaming. Man, it's hard to be an angel when you're surrounded by demons. I watch so many people leave, I see them change by the season. That's mama's season.
So, I did think about doing a full Donda episode when it came out. I thought about doing it kind of like the way that we did the Jesus is King episode, because Kanye West is such a constant presence on this podcast, I feel. And I feel like, you know, I talk about him a lot. You know, he comes up a lot on a lot of playlists. He's one of my favorite artists, and he's such a big artist that it would have kind of been worth it to do a Donda episode. But, you know, I think where, like, Jesus is King was a very quick and you know, it wasn't a good album by any stretch. You know, it was kind of a very different type of album. And Donda is a very different type of album than Jesus is King. It's a very different type of album than a lot of other Kanye albums. But I didn't... one, it's almost 2 hours long. And even though I like the album, I don't know if I was anticipating it as much as I was some of those other Kanye records, like Ye or like Jesus is King. And maybe it's because those records left a bad taste in my mouth. I do like Donda a lot. There's a lot of controversies on it, of course. You know, I do think that it was shitty that he did an extra version of Jail with DaBaby and Marilyn Manson. I thought that was whack. I thought, I've been mad that he's been collaborating with Chris Brown for years. One of my favorite songs on Pablo was Waves. But it bothers me that Chris Brown is on it. But yeah, so, I mean, Kanye, he is one of my favorite artists, and this record is a little bit of a return to form, if we're being honest. You know, it's closer to Life of Pablo than it was to Jesus is King. That it doesn't say much that it's just better than the last two. I don't think it's as good as Life of Pablo. But, you know, I was happy that it was a little bit better, and I thought that this song was actually pretty good. I thought that, like, overall, you know, yes, it's very long. Yes, there are, like, moments. I'm kind of annoyed with the cursing. I think Jay Electronica's verse is kind of tedious. I think that, you know, the voicemail at the end is kind of overblown, but that's kind of what Kanye does, and I do think that Kanye's verse on this is the best he has on this record. I think that, you know, it's really thoughtful. I think that it's really interesting. There were songs on this record that I did think were pretty good. And there may be some that are a little bit catchier and things that I'd prefer. I think, like, what's it called? Now I'm new again. I think it is, like, Chief Kanye, that WYD, hi, hey, is fun as hell. I think Jail, the original version, is super cool. But, like, I think that overall, it's one of those things that, you know, I wish that he cut it down. I wish that all these songs didn't just have part twos that were, like, remixes or, like, outtakes or something. You know, one of the things that was great about Ye, a record that didn't have a lot of good things going for it, was the fact that it was short, where a lot of other rap albums are not. One of the big things that, one of the main reasons why every Drake album sucks ass is because they're too long. Drake, if he cut his albums down by like half the songs, they would be pretty solid. I'd probably be celebrating Drake a lot more, you know. There would have been a special episode of James Crowley's Infinite Playlist for Certified Lover Boy. But, you know, you can't do that. And then Kanye just put out a 2-hour record, really, because he was fucking around. It's not great. But, like, you know, I don't know. It got me excited. And I hope that whatever Kanye does next is good. I think that this is good. I hope that whatever he does next is like a true return to form. This seemed like a step he needed to take to get there. And I mean, there's songs on here. If you cut it down and make one version with like 12 tracks on it, I think you got a pretty good album. And I think that Jesus Lord is a mess. But anyway, let's roll on in to the real winner of the Drake and Kanye beef, my man, Corpse Husband, featuring, I gotta pull this guy's name up because I am not gonna remember it, Corpse featuring Night Lovell with the song Hot Demon Bitches Near You.
Aim straight for your head. No calling on my bitch. And she knows she at the top of the list. And she put up with her friends. So I tell her throw a bang, and then I blow a bang. Drop it down low, let him know it's like that. Feel like I'm hexed, yeah, that bitch bad. Call her on her neck, and her ass real fat. Tell her throw a bang, then I blow a bang. Drop it down low, let him know it's like that. Feel like I'm hexed, yeah, that bitch bad. Call her on her neck, and her ass real fat. She keep on saying that she never had a nigga like this. Shake it up, still the realest nigga in the mix. Why they always acting like a nigga ain't shit? Talk slick, then we empty out the clip. 6 figures for the whip, bitch. You ain't gon' tell me shit. Shit stuck to my body, I'm the dog, she the tip. Tell your god pussy, this ain't no motherfucking facade. My nigga's comfy at the top, we ain't never took a loss. Demon girls, land chain fangs, got an early fans. Fucking on a succubus, I feel like I'm devil man. Bloody when I'm up in a harness with a pentagram. How you get a black hole independent, it was in the plan. She's fucked, yeah, same, that's my bitch. I'm Corpse, got it tatted in my skin. Autopilot with black matted with
throw it back. Yeah, Hot Demon Bitches Near You. I think that, you know, this song had what a lot of what I think, what's it called? Certified Lover Boy and Donda lacked, which is fun, you know? This song is just straight fun when you get down to it. And I think that's something that kind of gets, missed in some of the Corpse music and, like, feelings, because it's not, you know, it's dark. It is dark, but it's kind of dark in a cartoonish type way. And I think that that's part of why these songs are so fun and why they work so well. You know, this is supposed to be a, like, club song, you know? And, you know, it's very much, like, talking about, you know, it's like a Rob Zombie song almost. And I think that that's super cool. You know, and I think that Corpse totally, like, knows his audience. It's like kids that want to listen to goth music, but also want something that they could fuck to, you know? And that's something that, you know, a lot of artists that I used to grow up really like, and they didn't have a lot of fun to them, where Corpse does. And that's super important. And, you know, this song came out at the perfect time. September is starting. Spooky season is kicking off. You know, I hope that this is playing in every song all through October so everyone can meet some hot demon bitches near you. But anyway, we're going to roll on into something that's completely different tonally. The song's called Money Changes Everything by Cyndi Lauper. So, I've been going through my dad's records, and, you know, there's been some surprises. There's some things that I'm kind of like, Dad, I don't know why you own this, and Cyndi Lauper's She's So Unusual is one of the big ones, because, you know, as far as I'm concerned, my dad has never been a Cyndi Lauper fan. I know he knows Girls Just Want to Have Fun and Time After Time, but I'm like, who owns the full album? But I put it on because I was like, you know what? Let's check it out. And I'd never listened to the full album, and this is the first song, and it blew me away. I was like, oh, this is incredible, because it's kind of punky, it's kind of anti-establishment, but very poppy and catchy. You know, there's clearly stuff that I really like, you know, that are like pop artists now that have been super influenced by this, and I really love it. I love the guitar tone on this. I love everything about it. You know, it made me think a lot about listening to like Kississippi, another artist that I love that is very clearly pop music. Pop music inspired by a punk community, or vice versa. Or, you know, Kississippi, you could say, is punk with a pop inspiration. Cyndi Lauper is very clearly pop. I also just found out that this is a cover song. But that doesn't even really matter. I think that it's so well done, and I think that it's so well thought out. I think that there are a lot of covers of punk songs that are done very well. What's her name? Katie McCall, I think, did a great cover of New England by Billy Bragg, which is kind of a folk song, but very punk inspired. So yeah, I really enjoyed this. You know, I think that if you haven't listened to Cyndi Lauper besides the big hits, totally dive in. But we're going to bring this on home with something fun. And I mean, this is fun. We're closing out fun today. You know, my next pick was Girl Like That by Vella Lavella.
Ha ha ha!
So I've been seeing these guys on TikTok for a while. These guys, I'm sure that you have too. They do these cool little videos where they're like, we took over a Wendy's drive-thru, and then they'd like shred through like Painkiller by Judas Priest. And I was like, okay, cool. That's super fun. And then I saw they did one of those like goofy skits like Swaco does, where they're like, when someone shows up to the studio completely unprepared, and you know, they were like, okay, we're gonna do this. And you know, this was the song, and this was the song they were promoting. And I remember hearing it, and I was like, oh, that sounds cool. And they were like, out September 3rd. And I was like, cool, I will try to remember that. And it stuck with me, because I was like, I gotta hear what this song is. And then I looked it up, and I was like, oh, this band has done like kind of like corny, cheesy metal, like stuff that didn't totally resonate with me. But I thought, okay, you know, cool, they're changing it up, which I do think that they were doing. This song reminded me a lot of bands like White Reaper, or even like the Dirty Nil or the Hold Steady, because it's pop punk. It's straight up pop punk, but there's a very clear like 80s hard rock heavy metal influence, where they get those big riffs and those soaring guitars, and it's so powerful and fun. And they got those whoa-oh-ohs, you know, that like are so great and fun and pop punk. You know, I really want to hear more from this band, and I hope that they do really well. I've sent this to like friends of mine that aren't really pop punk or metal people, and they're like, oh yeah, this is super cool. So I hope that like these guys are like in it for real. I hope that they don't have like some crazy cool corporate sponsorship behind them. I hope that this is all organic, and I hope that they keep kind of doing this sort of like catchy but shreddy type pop punk, because I think that it is fun as hell. But anyway, guys, that's what I've been listening to this week. Send me what you've been listening to on the James Crowley's Infinite Playlist Instagram account. You know, and we'll, you know, maybe I'll talk about that in my next solo episode. Yeah, very fun stuff. Let's close it out with a little bit more of Girl Like That, and I'll jam out with you next time. Bye.
This has been a Lughole Podcast.